The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet. In this case, a little chilly where we are.
Yes, indeed. New Jersey is one chilly place.
But you know, Shia got a new jacket, and it came yesterday by UPS, and he's wearing it inside the house, and he looks so cute, all puffy and comfortable.
Yes, indeed. I'm puffy and comfortable on this beautiful day in March.
Yeah.
When is it going to turn spring, though? You know, we have about 2 feet of snow
on
our back
deck. Well, we're springing forward. Which reminds us. We'll say right at the top of the show, for those of you who listen in Europe, if you listen live, it's going to be an hour earlier for the next 3 weeks because the United States changes their time zone before you do. So
3 weeks before you do.
Yeah, we're
not sure which day it is yet. That's why we're hedging our bets here.
Well, they do it at the last Saturday of the month, and we're doing it this weekend. So
Have it.
There we go. So today's show is about
called Your Hidden Genius.
And in case you haven't been with us before, Aaron,
we finish each other's sentences.
Yes, we do.
And the primary thing about our technique, way of seeing, paradigm that we operate through is it is about getting into the current moment of your life, and our approach is anthropological, not psychological, so we promise you that we will not try to fix you or change you or make you better in any way, because that would be psychological.
And we are a live show today, so if you want to call in, the number is 866-472-5795.
We are a very live show today.
We are a very live show.
what it takes to get into the current moment of your life is disengaging from your thought process and actually listening rather than thinking about what's being said. Now, that's a very different way of going about one's life, to actually listen, to be here for what's going on rather than to think about it to see whether you already know it, whether you agree with it, whether you disagree with it, whether it matches up to your philosophy of life. Because, see, it may not, but that doesn't mean it's not accurate and true and effective. So anyway,
our experience is this. Everyone
is
a genius.
Absolutely.
However, most of us have internalized ideas that get between us and our experience and expression of our genius.
Yes.
So sometimes people's genius is in at proving how broken they are.
That's right. And they are brilliant at it. They can really convince you how broken they are, how they're victims of their life.
However, as you are being here, when you get into the moment, your natural brilliance, your natural genius shines through. Your ability to know things and to accomplish things have a jump shift. We really heard about it a lot at this last Monday Night Alive. It was our first Monday night back in a couple of weeks, and people were standing up and talking about what happened for them in our Costa Rican adventures that happened in January.
And the brilliance of our Costa Rican adventure is it takes people out of their normal day-to-day story of themselves, because they're no longer in their current normal circumstances, and they discover their genius in not being connected up to their story of their life, which tells them all the things that are deficient, wrong, not good enough.
So, for example, a very funny, lovely man, Eric, who we've known for a number of years. Actually, we knew him prior to our lives transforming, and he came back into our lives about 5 years ago, talked about having come to Costa Rica for the first time and how there came these different defining moments that transformed his experience of himself, one of which was where we were getting ready to go on the canopy tours,
which is a zip line through the jungle.
And he had previously thought of himself as afraid of heights. He was nervous about the whole experience. He thought his arms would have to hold him up rather than the equipment, which holds you up quite beautifully without effort. And I had been on the trail up to the canopy tour directly behind him. He was listening to a conversation I was having with another participant, and he made a quippy joke, which wasn't funny. And I asked him if he was nervous, and he simply saw that his nervousness was leading to a behavior that...
A driving need to make humorous comments that weren't humorous to try to avoid what he was feeling. And when he felt his nervousness, suddenly the nervousness completed itself in an instant, and he was really there.
And standing there in the treetops was this incredible adventure rather than a fearful event.
And that is the third principle of instantaneous transformation. That when you allow yourself to be exactly as you are in that moment, whatever you're experiencing transforms. So his nervousness shifted into being.
And that being has followed him very effortlessly into his life. Let's look at those three principles again.
The first one is, if you resist something, it persists and grows stronger.
So he resisted being nervous. He judged himself for being nervous.
And his nervousness was all there was.
And sometimes when you judge yourself for something about yourself, it leaks out the sides. He wasn't intending to be unkind or cutting in his remarks, but when you're hiding something from yourself,
your nervousness,
it usually shows up.
So the second principle is, you can only be nervous if you're nervous. So you can only be the way you are in the current moment of your life. So if you're nervous in this moment, you could only be nervous. You can't be calm whilst being nervous. So that's the second principle. So he saw in that moment that he was indeed nervous. He allowed himself to feel what he was feeling, and it completed itself, which is the third principle. Anything that you see and allow it to be exactly as it is completes itself in that instant. It's an instantaneous transformation, which is what we're talking about here. That's our trademark, instantaneous transformation, not transformation over time. Transformation over time is actually change, with a name transformation labeled on it. Change takes place in time. Change takes place incrementally. It takes place linearly. It takes time, effort, struggle. It includes the dichotomies of good and bad and right and wrong and better and worse. All the standards that we were programmed with growing up in the culture we grew up in. Transformation, on the other hand, happens outside of time. It happens in an instant, and it happens in all aspects of your life. See, with change, change is directed. You see something that you think you need to fix, and you go about fixing it. That's change. Transformation happens in all aspects of your life. It's not driven in a direction or an idea of what needs improving. Suddenly, everything shifts.
And life becomes easy. Transformation made easy.
MadeEasy.com. Yes. Our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Anyway, there you have it. What do we got?
Oh. We have a caller. Shall we take him?
Caller?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's.
John from Hamburg. You with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Right here.
Yes.
Hi, John.
I was listening to you talking and about... what I'm saying, being nervous, yes, and that was really interesting to hear that.
What
about
that?
It?
how quickly it changes. I notice, I feel like in lots of situations, I feel very secure about myself, and I feel like when I could say I'm a genius,
yes.
When I teach people to sing, or when I'm cooking, or when I'm planning time, how to manage time for rehearsals and different things, I feel very good. But when I am not so planned, when I finish with my work and I start to look at my private life, and I feel like I'm not so secure in myself. I'm just in the place where my wife and I broke up, and I don't feel so much of a genius with dating and with how to manage my time when the work is done. I feel like when the work is done, I can't just say to the people, okay, now your hour's up, because if I don't have anything planned, I'll just work longer, and that's...
So, John?
Yeah.
Slow down for a moment, please.
Yeah.
See, this is how you avoid the next moment. You speed up. As if you're speedy enough, you can maintain what you've got and never have to step into the unknown.
Okay.
I would like to suggest a different possibility, and that is that you are a genius at your personal life as well. You have so skillfully avoided having free time. You're one of the most skillful people I know at that.
Yeah, you're always busy.
Yes.
And so look, the game for you, John, my dear, is to slow down a bit. Just a bit. 5% maybe.
Okay.
It doesn't take much slowing down, because, you see, you're just a little bit ahead of yourself all the time.
I see that.
Yeah. But you see it and you judge yourself for it. You don't just see it as a non-judgmental witnessing or observing of how this being, John, functions in life.
You don't think of your getting speedy as a miracle.
No, I think it's something that's not good.
Well,
yeah, you see it as a fall.
An example of a miracle in our business this week. We started getting emails from people saying, hey, I'm getting this email about the Premium Excellence Club, which is our video subscription series. So when people sign up each week on Sunday in their inbox, they get an email that says, your Premium Excellence Club video is available. Here's what it is. Click here to access it. However, our assistant Val made a quote mistake, and she sent the email for the last couple weeks to our entire mailing list, which is significantly bigger than the people who signed up and paid for the subscription series. So we started getting emails saying, hey, was this a mistake? I didn't subscribe, or I tried to get in and I couldn't. And we realized that we had sent it to the wrong list, or she, in our name, had sent it to the wrong list. So what we did was
we made a gift to everybody
of this week's video, because we enticed them with it. We had cluttered their inbox with our something they hadn't asked for. And we sent an apology, and the access to the video that they would have gotten had they subscribed. And we've been getting the sweetest emails back from people who were touched. And Val was a little ahead of herself. The ahead of herself, if you don't judge it, was a miracle. It's part of her genius. You are a genius. Every moment of your life, you're a genius. Sometimes you're in a mental stupor. Sometimes you're super speedy. Sometimes you don't experience your genius.
But it doesn't mean that the genius isn't there in every moment.
Okay.
The biggest challenge is our self-judgmental thoughts, where we look at how we're being and we say, ugh, this shouldn't be this way. I don't like this. I don't want it. A better me would be. So when you talk about breaking up with your wife, did that mean you got a divorce? Was that code for divorce?
Yes, it's in the
process. So you are divorced.
It's not final yet.
It's not final yet.
It's not final. When will it be final, John?
April, May, June at the latest, they tell me.
Okay.
Now, does this mean that you can't date because you're still a married man in
no.
your honorable way of going about your life?
There was probably a time in my life when I would have thought that, but not anymore. It's really clear to the two of us that we're not together anymore and that it's okay to see other people.
Yeah, you live separate. You have whole separate yeah. lives. You are...
Yeah, but you see, I'm wondering if indeed that is an idea that you hold as an idea, but I'm not certain that you experience yourself as free of that marriage until you get that divorce decree completed. So that I think you'll hold yourself back in the area of dating, for instance, because somewhere you think that you're being
unfaithful.
Yeah, I see it more in the other way. I think that other people will think I'm not available totally. You know what I mean?
Well, aren't available totally.
Yeah. Okay.
There is a part of you that's preoccupied legally, and in fact, but that doesn't mean that you can't go out and be as fully as you can be. I'll give you an example. Recently, Shai and I were in Argentina. We were there doing several things, one of which was taking pictures for our
next year's calendar
and also for our social media. We were also doing some fishing. And whilst I was fishing, I was using my right arm and my shoulder for the first time in over a year. I was doing something that was more athletic, and I had shoulder surgery last spring, and I had not had much pain for a period of time, but I started to be in significant pain, and I eventually took a pain pill to support me because I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And all last year, if you listen to most of the radio shows from last spring and last summer, I was taking pain medication to manage my pain so that I could be present enough to speak. So you could say, oh, I was diminished. But if you go back and listen to those radio shows, I was not diminished. I was being fully me, including the circumstance of having pain and needing to manage the pain with pain medication. It's a bit, you are fully you, including this circumstance, John. You're not going to be more you when this circumstance goes away.
But look, John.
Yes?
Will you be available to come back after the break, because we have to take a break now?
Yes, I'm available.
I like it. That was...
Billy, John will be available coming back from the break.
Yes, we'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss...
Being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. visit transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
You know, if you want to see that video from the Premium Excellence Club, you just go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. You go to the pull-down menu. If I look at it, it'll probably be easiest. It's on the far right called the Excellence Club, and the first tab is the current email newsletter. And you'll see that the email newsletter that says email glitch and complimentary video, and it gives you access to the video. If you're interested in the Premium Excellence Club, our subscription series, it gives you information how to join.
It's not very expensive. It's about 2 lattes a week.
Yeah, not bad. Really not bad. I certainly find that when we watch it,
we are blown away by the people and by the conversations. We see these things were videoed a year or so ago in different places like Costa Rica or Germany or wherever
Cambridge.
We have to be, and or Cambridge, and so or New York or New Jersey, and so when we see them newly because we've forgotten that we did them, and they are really excellent and brilliant, and they will support you in living your life directly.
Yeah, and you know sometimes Shai and I forget who we are as well. It's easy enough to do.
Who am I? Oh, we did that one once. I don't want to do that again.
Meaning that our internal conversation is different than the reality, as is everyone's. If you are focusing on your internal conversation
and think it's you,
you're likely to put yourself in a stupor.
The stupor is like
lethargy, daze. We looked it up, mental numbness, apathy. You become stupid, dull-witted, slow, dense. Your lack of ability to learn.
All it takes is to get into this current moment. Your life becomes alive and three-dimensional and technicolor again.
Yes, absolutely. So,
speaking of an alive, technicolor life,
we are back with John. You with us?
Yeah, I'm here, and I'll definitely check that out, that Excellence Club.
Good.
Premium Excellence Club.
The Excellence Club is our email newsletter. I believe you're already on it. So there's two levels. One is absolutely free. You get videos and of the month and articles and notices from us about the radio show and things that we're up to.
The subscription series is called the Premium Excellence Club, and then you get with that, you get a video every week in your inbox. There are also questions and answers where members of the subscription series send in questions, and Ariel and I answer them.
And there are special articles each month as well.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
You know, we were talking about you over the break, John.
Yeah.
And
so good.
Yeah. There were a couple of words you used or phrases you used that jumped out at us when we were speaking in the last segment. One of the things is you were talking about thinking about what people would think. And we realized that thinking is part of what leads you to a stupor. You know, when people think about their lives or think about what it means.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I'm totally agreeing with you. I can see that. When I'm just being there, listening and interacting, I'm not thinking really. I'm just being alive in the moment with what's there in front of me and living.
Right. But once you start thinking about things, you leave the current moment of your life, and that's when you stupefy yourself. But here's another thing, John. You said that, you know, in your professional life and your private life, it's all your private life. You can bring the same degree of certainty to your, quote, private life when you don't have a specific job or script or teaching function. You can bring the same degree of certainty and well-being to your non-structured life as you do to your structured life. It's all you anyway, man.
That's true.
It really is. You make the distinction that there's a private life, and then that's a thought you have, by the way, and then you think out of that thought that you have to be that way as though that dictates who you are. You're a very secure man who has an idea that he's insecure at times, and then that genius disappears and the genius of insecurity shows up.
I can see that. I can see that I let myself get small when I'm in my private life instead of being the brilliant man I am.
Everywhere.
Okay. The other thing is the idea that you have a private life is a mental segmentation. That's all part of thinking. And the way you've structured your life is your work is your private life. And should you choose to expand that to include more social time with people, it will be effortless if you don't hold it as something separate.
I like that. That's good.
I like that.
I like your voice.
I like that.
That was very sexy.
Yes. Turn us on here, John.
Not to get you nervous or anything, John.
No. It's good. All that's good.
Excellent. Hey, which reminds us, because I know you're in Hamburg, we have the international conference call next week. So if you are in one of the hub cities, please join us. There's Hamburg and Frankfurt and Cologne, and there's several in England as well as in Switzerland, etc. So if you want to know more, that's also on our website.
It's already written in my calendar. I'm going to be there in Hamburg.
Excellent.
Oh, excellent. We look forward to speaking to you then.
And that's part of your private life as well.
That's right.
It's all private, and it's all public.
That's right. Hey, John, we have another caller.
So we need to go, but thank you so much for calling in today.
Truly a pleasure hearing your voice.
Thank you both. I'm looking forward to hearing you again on Tuesday.
Excellent.
Okay, man.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Hello, Shay. Are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Hello.
Are you calling us from Minnesota?
What was that?
Are you in Minnesota?
I am in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
You know, so I've been noticing that there are times when the conversation in my head, I seem to believe it a lot more at some times, and then other times I have a different perspective on it, and I can hear it and then disengage.
So when are the times that you have the different perspective that you can hear it, not believe it to be true or you, and disengage? When are those times?
I guess I'd say when I'm feeling really strong in myself and confident, and when I am busy and I have things to do, and I'm, going through my day and just, taking care of one thing after the other.
Yes.
So I would say the umbrella over everything you've just said is when you are fully engaged.
Yeah. When you are fully engaged, the conversation in your head ceases to dominate your life.
Absolutely, yeah.
The conversation about your limitations.
Yeah.
Or your abilities.
Yeah. And it's cool because I've been catching a little bit of that lately, and it's like I've been catching that if that conversation comes up, there's always something, even in my like immediate environment, that I can engage with and take care of. And
absolutely. There's always things that are incomplete that can be taken care of, engaged with. That's part of having a being alive. It's part of if you are a business person or entrepreneur or working in a company, it's part of a healthy business.
Yeah.
And it's part of a growing, thriving family. There's always the next thing.
Yeah.
And for us, it's also part of having snow. The snow collapsed our boat barn. So when we got back, there are things to handle with the insurance company. Life always provides you things to take care of.
But you know, the interesting thing about that, we came home from Argentina last week, and the first thing I noticed was that half the boat barn had disappeared because it collapsed under the weight of the snow.
Uh-huh.
A lot of snow here. And I looked at the damage to the boats inside, etc., and I didn't get upset. I just noticed it, which was really cool. So you can either get yourself upset over what isn't going your way or the way you would prefer, which is what most people do. And that's just a waste of your life in those moments that you do that, because then you put yourself on automatic and you upset yourself. And I say upset yourself. You see, the circumstance doesn't upset you. You use the circumstance to get yourself disturbed, so you don't have to be as brilliant as you are.
I don't fully understand why I keep having this recurring thought, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because I'm certain it works for you and also our listeners. If you are invested in not doing things like your parents, you will not have full access to your genius. You will be, because anytime you wander into something
In a way, you will have full access to your self-limiting thoughts.
Yes.
You'll be proving out that they did it wrong, and if had they done it differently, you would be a better version of you. So you victimize yourself, and you use that your parents didn't do it right to victimize yourself going forward in time. Does that apply, Senor Shea?
Yeah.
Say again?
Yes.
Well, maybe it's time to give up victimizing your parents by victimizing yourself.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Agreeing with is a start. But the game, Shay, should you choose to play it, is to actually give up referencing your parents for anything about you, even your genius. Leave them alone and be your own person, and that will free you from the tether of blaming your family or your environment or your upbringing for who you've become. Because, see, my parents did the best they knew how to do, and I was an absolute brat growing up. You know,
I didn't think of myself as a brat.
I didn't think of myself then either. But when I look back through the eyes of the being that I've become, it's really an amazing thing that I've turned out to be who I am, given how I used to be. So you've made some real strong choices to become yourself. And I know that because you put yourself around us in places like Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real strong choice on your part. But the choice itself is not enough. You got to keep on moment by moment letting go of the bratty nature of your mind to keep manifesting yourself as the genius that you are.
So what can I look out for? Like, what's a...
Give up being right.
What was that?
Give up being right about anything.
Cool. All right.
Because you see, that's where you get lost. You get lost in your own self-righteousness about any cause. It doesn't matter what the cause is, you see.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were listening when we spoke with John. He was admittedly very speedy, but I find it easier to slow down a speedy person than it is to speed up a person who's not moving in real time, who's not really...
Who's thinking.
And
see, when you think, you get lost.
Yeah.
Like now. Like right now. You see, because right now I said when you think you get lost and there was this
gap before this, the yeah.
Ah, there's the pause. Okay.
Yeah, that gap is you thinking about everything.
So
yeah,
even when I said, what can we do for you, it was because although you called into the show, you didn't engage. It was upon us to initiate your engagement.
Right.
There's a level of proactivity that you have from time to time, but it's not a consistent state for
and
you.
And so the game for you, Shay, is to maintain consistency in your engagement in your life, and that means you have to maintain consistency in your disengagement from your thought processes.
Yeah.
So you're operating directly. That doesn't mean you won't have thoughts, because you do have thoughts. It's an automatic function of your mind to think. So we're not going to say that you should stop thinking, because you can't stop thinking. But you can disengage from those thoughts. You can notice them and move on with what needs to get done rather than get lost in this maze, this labyrinth of your thoughts.
You know, it's interesting. We looked up the word stupid before the show, because people get stupid. They're in a stupor. They're dull-witted. There's a lack of ability to learn or understand. There's this gap. And it happens when your primary investment is in your thoughts or your internal governor rather than in accessing what's happening in your environment. Now, I know you spoke about looking around and seeing what needs to be done, but that's already...
That's a concept for you as opposed to a reality of how you function. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do. And
every time I stop talking, there's this gap because you're still thinking about what's being said rather than just hearing it.
And I think we'll give you more time to think about that because we need to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. That was good.
That was closer.
That was a lot closer.
All right. We'll be back shortly with Shay. So come on back.
Yes.
Don't miss...
Being here. Being. That's the key word. Being.
Here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
I'm inviting you personally on behalf of Shia and myself to Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle, a seminar we're doing in New York City, not this weekend coming up, but the following weekend, March 14 through 16. It is filling up. There is still space for you should you like to come. We have several folks who will be flying in from as far away as California or from Europe. So if you live closer to us even, it should be an easier commute. So please join us. I am excited for money, success, and happiness, wealth as a lifestyle.
Well, most people, even if they have money, do not live their lives as though they're wealthy.
We were around a significant number of people who had
immense wealth,
and I can't say that most of them experienced themselves as wealthy. And so
they may have experienced themselves as having money or material possessions, but they certainly did not live their lives as though they were well in themselves.
That being said, I also know that people traditionally who've attended this course in the past have had dramatic impacts on their bank account. So it's both
in a positive way, not a negative way.
So if you want to know more about that, that's on our website, obviously, transformationmadeeasy.com. And if you have questions, feel free to contact us. Also, for those of you in Europe or who would like to make the trip to Europe, we are there for the Freedom to Breathe on April 3rd. And Simplicity, How to Dissolve Stress,
Fear, Worry, and Guilt.
That's the 4th through the 6th of April. So if you'd like to join us, you're welcome. You still with us, Shay?
I am here, yep.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
You are here.
You are. Congratulations. Welcome to the moment.
Thank you very much. It's very lovely.
You know, I sometimes think that kids have that Peter Pan thing. They don't want to grow up. And they don't realize that there's so much satisfaction when you can go about your day and accomplish things and you can have impulses and directly follow them in a way that leads your life into being an expansive adventure.
Yes.
And yeah. I know that you've recently had the impulse to move to New York to pursue your creative pursuits and that you're coming soon. I would encourage you to keep expanding your idea that it's more fun to be an adult than a kid.
That sounds awesome.
It really is. When you're a kid, you're dragged around by your nose by life. When you really reach adulthood, you start to see what's important for you and you have it happen.
Now, we recently got hired by a school principal for the Department of Education.
For the New York City school system.
And we're going in to consult their school to make it be more efficient. And I love the idea that the kids there start to discover how wonderful it is not to be a kid.
And how to listen.
That's so powerful.
It is.
Hey.
We have another caller.
We do. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Shay.
And you guys as well. So nice to talk to you.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Francis.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you. What's happening in your world today?
Well, I didn't know what I was going to ask. I love the topic today, but I was listening a little bit to John and to Shay, and I'm thinking about effort. I'm thinking that I'm trying a lot. I seem
yes.
to be trying instead of just being. And I'd be curious what you might say about that.
I have a picture of you from a video we did, not this year, but last year, Costa Rica. And it may actually be up there now for this year's invitation to Costa Rica, but the very end of the video is you smelling a flower
uh-huh.
and turning and facing the camera and smiling. And it was the videographer, the editor, did it in slow motion. And it was so brilliant. There was no effort. We've often been trained to use our minds and our intellect in a certain way that adds effort, where we're thinking about our lives rather than living them and how to do it right.
Oh, I love that you referenced that, because that was so unexpected, and there's so many unexpected things in every day that can turn
yes,
into...
Yes, but you take unexpected and put a negative bent on it. As opposed to each moment is this unique opportunity for life to show up as a new possibility.
Well, each moment is only expected if you overlay the past over this moment.
Ah, well, now here is the crux. Yes. Yeah, how can I experience something new if I haven't had it in the past? That's a sort of rule in my mind.
You can experience something new if you haven't had it in the past.
By being here for it.
If you're here, you experience it, and it's new. If you have a reference point to the past, you're corrupting this new moment with some past judgments that you've got about whether it was good or bad or right or wrong.
Can you see me nodding? Yes. I'm like,
no, I can't see you nodding, but when you say it, I got it.
I really like that idea of, or that corrupting, and that's not something I want to do. That isn't any fun.
Well,
look, it's how most of us live our lives. You know, we've been out in the real world for a while. We went down to Argentina to do some things.
And we met a number of people who it never even occurred to them to investigate their life. So anybody who's listening to the show, that you even have the thought to listen to a show like ours, is foreign to many people.
Mm. They're just so interested in just surviving that they don't realize that there's other possibilities.
No.
And what Shia said about letting go of being right is huge.
Mm.
We met one couple, they were really quite lovely, but when they asked us what we did, and we talked about that we teach courses and we have written award-winning books all about being here and being in the moment, living your life directly, I felt for this woman. First of all, she said, I've never met anyone like you, and it's none of that has ever occurred to me. And then she started trying to prove to herself and to us that she was, quote, in the now. And it was such effort, this
uh-huh.
having to prove to herself that she was okay when she already was okay.
It kicks up a lot of things right away for me. The thing that I guess I might as well just say is it's about being saved, and actually, I already am saved. There's nothing to be saved from. It's already brilliant. It's already perfect. It's already
Well, yes and
Less.
No. You know, when you say that, see, look, Francis, we know you. We appreciate you. In fact, we adore you.
Oh, it's and, mutual.
Thank you. But I know that you interact with people who prejudiced you against your own genius.
Mm.
So you're holding this needing to be saved thing as something to get over, as a failure, something to talk yourself out of, rather than recognizing that you went to a very strict religious girls' school that included the whole Christian idea of being saved, and that it's in the fabric of you. It's interwoven
well,
in you.
You've become an interfaith minister, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes. So you're still engaged in the Judeo-Christian idea of being saved, rather than allowing yourself to be as brilliant as you are naturally. You know, see, it's our God-given right to be geniuses and to be brilliant and to have full, expansive, expressive lives. That's our right, our birthright. But most organized religions were organized to dominate humanity, to keep people in control.
You know, and I know that religion is a very personal thing, having grown up in a Christian household. I have come to have the deep experience in myself that anybody who was a religious leader, including Jesus, would not want you to think that you were somehow wrong, that this moment of your life was unimportant, that the someday when you get to heaven is the important part.
See, this is it. This moment is where your life is taking place. It isn't in the future, and it certainly wasn't in the past. Past is just a trace memory of something that may or may not have happened. And if it did, it was only recorded from the point of view of who you were at the time. So this moment is where your life is taking place right now. This is it, you know? It's Ariel, Francis, Shia, and Matt, who's our engineer,
and
anybody else who's listening. And that's it. This is this moment.
Oh, no, I'm crying a little. Thank you. It's so sweet to know that it's well, it's all okay. You know, it's all just like perfect. That nobody wants me to be less than I am. Nobody.
I'm not sure about that statement, my dear.
Well.
There are insecure, competitive
yes.
people out there who want you to be dependent and needy of them.
Okay, well, yeah.
And that would be less than who you are.
Yeah.
A person who doesn't know themselves will encourage you to be less than you are because they're being right about their perspective of life.
And that if they can't do it, why should you be able to?
Okay. Yeah, but, there's a reality, yeah.
See, I think that's part of why you became an interfaith minister also, Francis, is that you wanted to be able to stand as a leader and represent a different possibility. And I really see it when Shai and I, for instance, go and we're around other people who are fishing, there are days when you do really well, and there are days when either your skill sets elude you or the fish elude you. And then the question is how to interact with yourself when you've had a day where you've apparently done better than everyone or apparently done worse than everyone, and also how to take care of the people around you. And our whole non-judgmental framework allows us to be happy for other people's successes and allows us to be kind to ourselves when we apparently weren't successful. And
To also recognize when people are competing with us in a way that wants to diminish our abilities.
Right. And you know, we're always successful if we're there for our lives. Whether the fish bite or not is really quite irrelevant. It may not fit our preferences if they're not cooperating with the free lip passing that we offer them. But if you're out in the, you know, like we're in Patagonia and this amazing landscape and this amazing river and this amazing life, and that in itself is the win. You see, people are constantly striving to get to what's going to be better. No, this is it. This is better. Your life is better if you're here for it.
Being on, quote, vacation is not better than sitting here talking with you. This is
ecstasy.
Fantastic.
I agree. I love this. I could do this all afternoon, and I need to not, but this is, it's so sweet. It's so, so easy, so profound, yet, you know, it's just like, and you are wonderful models for me, and I'm doing great. I'm really
doing
great.
Yeah, you know what? There really is no effort in being you.
And, you know, we're not models for you.
We're reminders.
You see,
okay.
We're just being ourselves. We're models of ourselves for ourselves, not for anybody else.
I know we only have about a minute left, but when I was fishing, there were times where I started to add effort, particularly when I got tired. And there was a moment where one of our guides picked up my fishing rod, and he was just expertly casting it with ease. And I went, oh, yeah, I forgot. And I picked it up, and I pretended I was him for a moment, and I found myself again. And it was effortless and easy, and it was brilliant. And that's all we're doing here is we're allowing us all to remember, oh, yeah, I forgot myself for a moment.
Life can be easy. Life can be effortless. I am brilliant. I am a genius in my own life. And that's not arrogant. That's honest.
You know, we need to go. Francis, we really appreciate your calling in today.
Yes,
it's been true pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week. Next week's show is Keep Calm and Carry On. We'll be back. Come on back.
You know, and life supplies you with those little bumps.
That you don't expect.
Okay.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.